What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Austin Bechtold producing some good Pirates discussion in the first hour, talking a lot about the trade deadline, big picture, why we're here, whether we trust Ben Cherington to make a move at the deadline, big or otherwise. And now let's go out to the fan hotline, where we find the Tribune Review's Kevin Gorman, talk a little bit more about the Seattle sweep, as well as what could be next for these Pirates. Gorman, what's up, man? How are you?
Thanks for having me, Jace.
Yeah, of course. Bike ride this morning or no?
No, bike ride Saturday, hike Frick Park yesterday. Today, probably just a short walk.
Look at you.
I'll get minimum 3 miles, 10,000 steps in, but that's, I had a weekend.
You did. I saw you. Limits. I saw Gormy riding. We were both riding our bikes on the North Shore.
Really?
And I screamed at him and tried to say hello, and he just blew me off.
Well, he didn't want to crash his bike, Jason. He didn't want to take his hand off of one of the.
I was trying to avoid the Mackey boys. His kids were being daredevils out there.
They were, man. I need to rein them in. We do our best. We do our best to like talk about, you know, trail etiquette and whatever, but they're 6 and 11 and they're crazy. So I'm glad they didn't run you over, Gormy. But thank you for joining me nonetheless. First, generally talking about the Seattle series, things were going so well in the homestand. I think you and I caught up last week talking a little bit about that. And then they go out west and the offense disappears. What changed?
Well, one of the things that changed was the middle of the order went silent. And, you know, Andrew McCutchen 1-for-12, Brian Reynolds 0-for-12. Nick Gonzalez went 3-for-4 on Friday and then 0-for-7 over the next two games. And that's the heart of the order. And that's where the Pirates need the production. And, you know, when it's going well, those guys can be the catalyst. And when it's going poorly, you know, the Pirates have a hard time getting anything, you know, as they like to say, pass the baton type of, you know, activity going on. It just seemed like the Pirates fell back into old habits. And that to me is the story of this team is the, I don't know whether I call it the inconsistency or the consistency, that they're consistently streaky, that this is a team that doesn't play with as much consistency as a good team would, and that this is a team when it goes hot is red hot, and when it goes cold is ice cold.
The only thing that's consistent is their inconsistency. I like it,
yes.
Gorman. Well put. All right, so we were debating this a little bit ago about Ben Cherington and why he's still here. Clearly, you know, Bob Nutting isn't like in another country and unavailable to run the Pirates. Like, they have a reason for why they're doing what they're doing, whether we agree or disagree. What do you think that reason is?
Ben Cherington's fingerprints are all over this organization in terms of not just as the general manager, but throughout baseball operations, throughout the research and development team, with the analytics, throughout the minor league system, who he's hired as in the coaching ranks, who he's hired in the developmental ranks. I think making a departure of a manager is much, much easier than making a departure from a general manager. And sometimes they go hand in hand, like they did in Washington. And then you hear, what Mike Rizzo said in, I had to spend 20 years navigating this ownership. And there's a change of ownership in Washington. It's a little different dynamics. But I think to some degree, Ben Cherington's had to navigate the ownership of Bob Nutting and his group. And the financial restraints that they have to deal with. I'm not convinced that Ben Cherington's a bad general manager, but he certainly hasn't been able to do anything different than Neil Huntington did with the salary limitations, the payroll restrictions. And so, to some degree, I applaud, some people say, why would you leave this guy in charge of the draft? Well, right now, Connor Griffin is on the cusp of being the number one overall prospect in baseball as soon as Roman Anthony graduates. You've got Bubba Chandler, who's a top 10 prospect, I think number five in one ranking. The drafts haven't been that poor. They just haven't produced the type of position players and especially bats that you would want, especially given how many number or top 10 picks that they've had. But I'm interested to see, I know John Perotto had a report last year at the trade deadline that Ben Cherington's hands were tied a bit in terms of what he could do in terms of spending. And yep. They got some salary relief when they traded for Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, and that the Blue Jays picked up the remainder of his salary from last year in exchange for more prospects. But then the Pirates were on the hook for that money this year. I'm curious to see whether if Ben Cherington is a seller, but not a wholesale, like a fire sale, but if he's a seller knowing that he has, some controllable contracts to dangle as opposed to just one-year rentals or even, expiring contracts. We know those guys, but if you're dealing with from a position, potentially a position of strength, if you're dealing, the likely guys would be the guys on the one-year, the one-year contracts, Andrew Heaney, Tommy Pham, Adam Frazier, Caleb Ferguson. Those are the obvious guys. Kiner-Falefa. Those are the obvious candidates to get traded. When you dip into the next pool of guys, and you're talking about David Bednar and Dennis Santana, who've been over the past month or so have been two of the better relievers in baseball. When you talk about possibly dangling guys that are on long-term deals like Ke'Bryan Hayes, Brian Reynolds, and Mitch Keller, the problem is you're not dealing from a position of strength in terms of these guys performing at their absolute optimum, but you are dealing with that they have controllable contracts, that they have years of control beyond this season, and that they're players that are still in their prime. I mean, these guys are all 30 years or younger, the ones that I just mentioned, and so that's something that could give Cherington some serious flexibility to go out and reshape this team and not necessarily kick the can down the road, but bring in some young players and make this team, younger and perhaps less expensive, which would appease his boss. I would wonder if that's his prerogative come this trade deadline.
Pomp and Joe Show, Jason Mackey in for the guys. We're chatting with Kevin Gorman from the Tribune Review. Of course, read his stuff, triblive.com, and follow Kevin on Twitter or X at Kevin Gorman, PGH. All right, Gorman, I mean, I certainly understand what you're saying. You've got guys on, contracts that are going to expire after this year. I think the draft is a fair way of looking at it. Some of us have been very critical of Cherington. The Connor Griffin thing kind of changes the calculus. I think you can look at Carmen Majinski, Nick Gonzalez, whatever. I look at the trade deadline, and I think that he hasn't gotten enough, and I would prefer they not do as much. I would prefer they sort of go and stay in that first cut of moves that you're outlining. But what about you? Would you rather see them stay conservative and then address the offense in the offseason? Or do you think now is the time where they need to make a substantial move and obviously fix some things that are holding them back this year?
I think this, I called this in my story a sobering series for the Pirates, the Seattle one, because they left Pittsburgh, left PNC Park with a very, very much a feeling that, when Ben Cherington said, you don't have to squint too hard to see this being a good team, and beating the Mets and the Cardinals, two teams with winning records, the Pirates proved that they could play, with high-level teams. And then to go out, and they didn't play poorly in Seattle. That's the one thing we should warn everybody about, is they went scoreless in Seattle, but they didn't play poorly. You know, they
just
gave
didn't
up
hit.
Six runs. They gave up six runs on Friday night, and I think it was on four hits.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking four home runs.
Yes.
You know, you're talking a mistake here, I think it was in the case of a Rosarena, that he went for a ball that was outside the zone and got it off the end of his bat, and it carried because of his power.
Yeah, and not terrible pitches by Majinski and Ferguson. Like, whatever. I look at it. They don't hit. You're not going to score if you don't hit.
Yeah, it has more to do with the offense than anything. If you look at this team and you look at it objectively, the Pirates have very good starting pitching. Their bullpen is in pretty good shape right now. And that always fluctuates because you're one injury away from not having a good bullpen. You're one inconsistent guy away from not having a good bullpen. Defensively, the Pirates are pretty good. That's going to change. That calculus is going to change as soon as they trade Isaiah Kiner for Leffler. They're going to be worse at least one position defensively. But offensively, we cannot – I don't think you can – if you're the Pirates, I don't think you can maintain status quo and think that this team is good enough offensively to be a contender. And I'm not talking this year. I'm talking about in the future, that there is not enough offensive consistency. So to some degree, you have to decide whether, you know, you've built around the right players, whether you can win with – you know, your 2-3-4 being, you know, McCutchen, Reynolds, Gonzalez, or, you know, throw O'Neill Cruz in there. If that's enough and you think you can win with that group, you're struggling constantly to find consistency. And otherwise you're saying, okay, we need bats. And I think that's the theme that I've heard from Ben Cherington and really from all around baseball, not just Cherington from inside, but from outside, is that the Pirates don't have the offense to compete, let alone contend.
It's Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Austin Bechtold producing. We're chatting with Kevin Gorman of the Tribune Review right now. A couple more minutes with Kevin. Follow him on Twitter or X at Kevin Gorman PGH. All right, Gorman. So what do you think their trade deadline approach will look like then, if we had to predict it at this point?
Well, I think there will be... For one, I think the Pirates are going to wait until right up against the deadline.
Because they wait up against the deadline for every single thing ever?
No. Yeah, exactly. That's been their MO. I think we're going to see kind of a flurry of deals, and I don't think they're all going to be on deadline day. I think you're going to see some of these guys that are on the one-year deals, they're going to get traded off right up to the deadline. And I would imagine the most attractive commodities are going to be Kiner Falefa to a contender that wants to have a utility guy. He's not necessarily going to go somewhere and be their starting shortstop, but he can play shortstop, second, third, and even the outfield. You're going to have Heaney because people are going to want starting pitching. I look at him a bit like Martin Perez, that he's going somewhere as a back of the rotation guy who can also slide into the bullpen if they make a playoff run.
Sure.
And he has experience doing that for the Rangers when they won the World Series. And then I think Caleb Ferguson is an attractive guy. I mean, I aside from his outing the other day when he gave up, a home run, or he came in and gave up a run the other day. I think Ferguson has been very, very solid. And I think anybody that's trying to contend is going to want a lefty in their bullpen. So he's another attractive candidate. I also think that the Pirates are going to look to package players. And I think, you know, if you are going to flirt with the idea, and everybody's reporting that, you know, that Keller is out there, you know, that he's up for grabs if somebody wants to come get him. But if you package Keller, if you try trading Keller on your own, you're going to get a nice return. But if you package Keller with, say, a Danny Santana or a Key Brian Hayes or David Bednar, you know, that return package becomes a much more attractive. If you're, you know, if somebody's getting a starting pitcher and a reliever, or a starting pitcher, you know, and a Gold Glove third baseman, I think that becomes something that, you know, a contender looks like, hey, we just added two big pieces, and yeah, we gave up part of our future for it, but we're going for it now. I think that's the trade-off. And, you know, you should be looking at teams, if you're Ben Cherington, that have some top prospects on the cusp of making it to the majors. That's what the Baltimore Orioles did last year, when they traded some of their top prospects to the Marlins. And that's what the Pirates should be looking to do as well, is be in that position where they're going after guys that are maybe blocked by the major leagues or just not quite ready, but are waiting for their opportunity. Because I think if you're going to make those big trades, you're essentially turning this team over, which probably should have been done this year. You're turning this team over to Paul Skeens and saying, this is your team, and we're going to ride you in our starting pitching. You're going to bring up Bubba Chandler, and you're going to get rid of the veterans, and you're going to have a rotation that's going to include, Skeens, Bubba Chandler. You're going to have Mike Burrows. You're going to have, possibly a Carmen Majinski or Braxton Ashcraft, although I think both of them are best suited in the bullpen right now. But, this is a team. Thomas Harrington's a guy we haven't seen since the early in the season. But the Pirates have starting pitching that they can kind of ride with and say, okay, we're gonna get by and stop worrying about veterans teaching the young guys how to be major leaguers and start to lean on the young players that they have that are all-star caliber players like Skeens and put it on them and say that this team is built around you. But they're going to have to add some bats to give this lineup some depth and some pop.
Kevin Gorman, thanks so much, Gorman. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jay.
Talk soon. Kevin Gorman from The Trib. Read him at triblive.com. Follow him on Twitter or X at Kevin Gorman PGH. And watch out for Gormy tearing up bike trails around our city.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Don't let him ghost you like he did me.
Which don't let him run you over.
I know, right? So we're riding along, and it's me and my wife and two kids. And I see Gormy, and I stop. I'm like, and my wife obviously knows Kevin, and I said I was getting Kevin Gorman. And so we like turned around and tried to chase him down, but we couldn't locate him. He was with Will Graves from the Associated Press, and they wound back and got to the Strip District and had lunch together. So we can never track down Gormy. He's an elusive fellow, but he's a good baseball writer and did an excellent job. Thank you very much to Kevin Gorman for joining us as we work through some Pirates topics. It was a rough series again in Seattle. You probably watched it, I would imagine. The Pirates, and Gormy's right, by the way, that they didn't play poorly. I mean, it's hard to get mad over how they played other than the lack of offense. But the lack of offense is obviously a pretty important thing. They struck out 36 times. They had 4 walks. 3 of those walks came Friday. They finished with 1 extra base hit that also came Friday. It was the 13th shutout of the season that leads the major leagues. They've now been swept 6 times. 4 of those have happened on the road. It's a problem, right? They need to do something about it. I don't know how many times we can sit here in the same spot or write the same columns or have the same conversation about the Pirates need to fix the offense. But, well, the Pirates need to fix the offense. They need to generate more, which is, led to an interesting discussion here, especially relative to the trade deadline, end of the month. What do you do? Do you allow Ben Cherington to sell the farm or sell a substantial piece of the major league roster? Or do you limit what he can do and go into the offseason, change the general manager, and then proceed that way? I mean, I think Gorman's more in the camp of let Ben do what he needs to do. Right, Limits, you think I hear that correctly?
It's
probably
I think so.
You and Gorman are on one way of thinking, and I'm on the other.
Now, I mean, that doesn't mean that I fully trust them at all.
But you're saying you've signed up for this. You have to let it happen.
They've made their choice. They are empowering the general manager to be the one to make those ultimate decisions.
And but that's crazy. Stop empowering things that aren't working.
So I guess where the hole is in my argument then, and I guess I'll just point it out myself, is that I want them to make a big move, but I don't trust the guy to make a big move, basically because I don't feel like they're going to move off of the guy that could or could not make the big move. So I'd rather them do it and, I guess, suffer the consequences than do nothing at all.
Leavitt, you're telling me you would rather have them trade Mitch Keller and botch the trade than just hang back?
That's assuming that they automatically just do an awful trade where it just completely falls apart. Like, I don't trust the general manager right now. I really don't, to be able to make significant decisions on what the right return will be. But at the same time, I want to do what I think is the most plausible thing to do to try to build around Paul Skeens. So if you go for it and you swing and a miss, you might swing and hit a home run.
No.
It's possible.
No.
But I want to at least see them show some effort, which they have not done over the last 6 years.
Oh, God. No, please. Please just make it stop. I'm getting sick. I want off the ride.
That's just automatically assuming, though, that whatever deal that they make is just going to flounder and not be good.
I know, but I've seen enough. I don't want them to do anything else. I understand what you're saying. I understand what Gorman is saying. Like, you've empowered the guy. He's there. You should allow him to do his job. He shouldn't be empowered.
No, he shouldn't. And they should have moved off of him when they moved on from the manager.
And I'm tired of this line of thinking, be like, oh, we've came this far. We've come this far. We've come this far. You know where that takes you? Off of a cliff. Most times. I don't know. I guess occasionally you walk a really long time and then you actually get to where you're going. But I'm just tired of this flawed logic. Stand up and say, this is not working. This is not working. We're on pace for fewer than 76 wins in year six of a regime change. Last year was a repeat of 76 wins. The offense, you've scored the fewest runs of any team in Major League Baseball since this regime took over. There's been no ability to find offense. Look at what has happened at the trade deadline. Look at what has happened via trades, free agency, all of that. There's a bunch of numbers you can pull. We can get really down in the weeds in this stuff. At the top, it is an inability to correctly identify offense. So why am I going to allow somebody else to try to correctly identify offense if I know they can't do something? I don't care what convention says. Do you think the Nationals cared what convention says? Be uncomfortable a little bit. I don't understand where that went. When the Pirates fired everybody after 2019, do you think that was perfectly comfortable? Bob shelled out about $17 million for that. Do you think that was comfortable? I'm not defending nutting here. That might sound like that. What I'm saying is you need to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And Bob's taking the easy way out here, saying, oh, yeah, we're close. Okay. Yeah, the GM tells me the manager's the guy. Okay. Yeah, the GM tells me this is how we're going to fix the hitting. Okay. The GM tells me this is a good trade. This is the right free agent signing. What if they're wrong all the time? Why do it again? I'm being told that now's a bad time to fire a GM because, you know, we already signed up for that. Why? You own the team. You make the rules. Somebody else runs the draft most times. I don't understand why you would allow a guy who has repeatedly failed at the trade deadline to again take a big swing. And then if he's going to take a conservative swing, wouldn't you just let somebody else do that? Have an interim general manager babysit, say we're only going to trade the guys on expiring deals. You know, at least in that way, you've saved face. At least in that way, fans look at you and say, okay, you screwed up, but you're going to fix the problem. Not saying that fixes everything. I'm not saying that's going to inspire a whole bunch of optimism and get the place sold out. At least it's logical. But when you don't do something well, I don't know. If I turned in columns late with typos, or I didn't show up on time to a radio shift, or I couldn't spit words out of my mouth, I'd expect somebody to tell me before long, say, you know what? Thanks for the effort. We're good here. Why don't you go on home? Why don't you find something else to do? And who knows? Maybe that'll happen at 2 o'clock today. I hope not. If you don't do your job well, I don't know how or why you'd keep your job. Especially when the franchise is talking about urgency. You know, what happened to Bob Nutting? I think it was the home opener. Telling people, I think I've provided this team with a bunch of resources. It's all about execution. And, you know, step back from the whole idea of Bob Nutting providing enough resources. Just think about that's where his head's at. He thinks that he's done everything to have a winner on the field. Doesn't have a winner. And it's not just Derek Shelton's fault for why there isn't a winner there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.